Morning IELTS Supplement, Thursday, July the 6th, 2017. Passage 1. If galaxies are all moving apart, how can they collide? The dynamics of the universe are governed by competing forces whose influence varies with scale, so local forces can override universal forces in discrete regions. On scales larger than galaxy clusters,All galaxies are indeed moving apart at an ever-increasing rate. The mutual gravitational attraction between two galaxies at that distance is too small to have a significant effect, so the galaxies more or less follow the general flow of the expansion. But it is a different story in a galaxy's local neighborhood. There, the gravitational attraction can be very significant and the interactions much more exciting.Dark energy, believed to be causing the acceleration of the expansion of the universe, provides a constant outward force that does not dilute as the universe expands. Pitted against this relentless push is the gravitational pull from the rest of the matter and energy in the universe. Early on, the universe was much denser than it is today, and the attractive force of gravity was winning the battle.On scales both large and small. Clouds of gas condensed to form stars and galaxies, and galaxies drew together to form clusters. If there had been more matter around, the universe might have started to recollapse before it ever had the chance to accelerate. But matter and energy do dilute as the volume of the universe increases. So dark energy slowly came to dominate.Since about 6 billion years ago, about a billion years before Earth formed, the expansion has, on average, been accelerating. Nevertheless, the cosmic dance continues. Galaxies that had been pulled together before the universe began accelerating still have the chance to collide. Collectively, they form over-dense patches of the universe in which gravity still reigns. In our neighborhood, the Andromeda Galaxy,Our largest companion is actually falling toward us, and we will have our first close encounter with it in just a few billion years' time. Our local group comprises Andromeda, the Magellanic Cloud, and about 35 other galaxies, all of which lie in an even larger cluster called Virgo. Together, we will travel through the expanding universe.And we had better learn to like the company any galaxies that have not yet won the gravity war have missed their chance. The universe is now split into pockets of interaction that will drift alone through the expanding cosmos. Like revelers on a ship, the galaxies in our group will continue to collide and interact in myriad interesting ways. But we will be forever separated from the revelers on other ships,sailing away from us in the vast universe. Passage 2. David Biello. More often than not, massive galaxies form by mergers. New data seem to show that galaxies collide all the time. In fact, the oldest and the largest galaxies in the universe most likely formed from such intergalactic combinations.Astronomer Pieter van Dokkum of Yale University used some of the longest and deepest sky surveys ever conducted to try to determine whether the oldest, largest galaxies, called ellipticals because they lack the swirling arms of the spiral type, like our own Milky Way, formed from the collapse of ancient clouds of gas or the accretion of smaller galaxies bumping into each other.Of the 126 galaxies of all varieties Van Dokkum looked at, 67 showed the telltale signs of impact, such as trailing trails of stars or a collision in progress. And of the 86 oldest galaxies in the survey, 61 showed some trace of a cosmic crash. Our study found these common massive galaxies do form by mergers, Van Dokkum explains,It is just that the mergers happen quickly and the features that reveal the mergers are very faint and therefore difficult to detect. Quickly, on a galactic scale means just a few hundred million years, a small fraction of the 13.7 billion years the universe has been in existence, and because such collisions rarely involve head-to-head star crashes, they have few traces behind except in the shape of the resulting galaxy and a general slowing in its formation of new stars. The survey results appear in the current issue of the Astronomical Journal. None of the six spiral galaxies in the survey showed any after-crash damage, but that doesn't mean that our galaxy is free and clear. The Milky Way will indeed undergo a collision in the near future as we are heading toward M31, the Andromeda Nebula, Van Dokkum adds. Near future, in this case, is about 4 billion years from now, though.